Here's another big difference between President-elect Trump and President Obama. Obama says the U.S. military detention facility in Guantanamo Bay, Cuba, should be shut down. Even now, his administration is still transferring prisoners to other nations. Trump wants that to stop, and he wants to keep Gitmo open to receive future terror suspects. My colleague, the BBC's security correspondent, Gordon Carrera, recently visited Gitmo. So there are now less than 100 prisoners at the facility. What is the atmosphere like at Guantanamo when you visited?
Oh, it was uncertain. You just got a sense that no one quite knew what was going to happen to the place. And that's not just the detainees, some of whom didn't know whether their transfers would go through or they would be stopped or what would happen under a Trump administration, but also the officials in charge of the base really were saying quite openly, we don't know what's going to happen. We don't know whether this place is going to continue on the path to shut down, whether it's going to stay where it is, or whether the numbers could tick up and grow again.
Wow. So did any of the prisoners try to communicate with you?
Well, that was one of the most interesting things. You're taken into one of the cell blocks and into a place called the Rotunda, and you can see the prisoners through one-way glass. So you can see through, but they're not supposed to be able to see you. And you can see them in a communal area where they're watching TV, they're talking, they're making food, they're brushing their teeth. I mean, it's a strange, slightly unnerving sensation to be watching them.
A real fishbowl kind of thing.
Yeah, it's almost like a zoo, to be honest. But somehow they realized that there was some media on the other side, perhaps because the guards occasionally go through in order to communicate with them. And maybe when the door opened, they realized it or they saw some kind of light. And one of the detainees got hold of a picture and put it up very deliberately so that those of us on the other side of the glass could see it. Mm. And it was a picture of a question mark with a padlock for the punctuation mark at the bottom of the question mark. And clearly the implication being, what's happening? What's going to happen to me? What's happening to this place? A kind of really interesting illustration of the uncertainty that hung over the whole of Guantanamo during the visit.
So how has the existence of Guantanamo changed counterterrorism policy for the U.S. Under Obama?
Well, I think the fact that President Obama made such a play on his second day in office of saying he was going to close Guantanamo, of course, that's a promise he's failed to keep, partly due to Congress and congressional decisions not to allow detainees to go into the United States itself. But some officials I spoke to who'd worked on detainee policy did say it created a strange set of incentives, an incentive in which the administration was so keen not to capture people, because then where do you put them, that it actually created an incentive to kill rather than capture. In other words, to go for drone strikes against a suspect rather than to try and pick them up, because then what do you do with them? Where do you put them? How do you treat them?
Right.
And I spoke to people who'd worked on this who actually thought that had negative consequences, not just on a humanitarian moral basis, but actually because you potentially don't get the intelligence from someone or from their phone or from their material if you drone strike them rather than if you capture them and can exploit that. So I think there's an interesting question about what kind of incentives the closure policy created with this desire to shut it down, because clearly President Obama viewed it as something which was undermining the U.S. reputation in the world.
If we are to believe Donald Trump, he's promised to put more prisoners in, going to load it up with bad dudes, he said during the campaign. What does that imply in terms of American counterterrorism policy under Trump?
I'm not sure we know yet whether he is going to really put people in Guantanamo, whether he's going to put a few in, what kind of people. I think it's hard to read that at the moment. I'd be surprised if he moves away from the drone strike policy from what we know. But I just think, as with so many other things, it's too early really to know.
My colleague at the BBC, their security correspondent, Gordon Carrera. Thanks so much, Gordon.
Thank you.